Following the success of last year's £15,000 Bracken Bauer Prize, the Financial Times and McKinsey are again out looking for the next generation of business book authors. I'm here with FT Management Editor Andrew Hill, who helps coordinate the judging of the prize. Andrew, can you give us some background about the prize?
Well, as you suggested, the prize was launched last year for the first time. It's named after Brendan Bracken, who was an ex-chairman of the FT, and Marvin Bauer, former managing director of McKinsey. They were sort of founding fathers of the modern institutions. The idea is that we're trying to encourage young writers and researchers to identify and analyse the business trends of the future and maybe set up the next generation of business book authors.
And can you give us a flavour of some of the best entries from last year?
Well, we had more than 100 entries. I mean, they ranged across a wide spectrum of subjects. The winner was Sadia Zahidi, whose proposal was for a book called Womenomics in the Muslim World, about how women are becoming a significant force in the Muslim world. But we also had entries about purely about economics, others that looked at emerging markets, a real variety.
And do we know yet whether any of them will be turned into full-length books and published?
Well, Sadia and the two runners-up, Jenny Palmer, who wrote about how to tackle the workplace as a 20-something, and Alicia Garmulovic, whose proposal was about the potential of 3D printing. I know they've all approached publishers or agents or been approached, so we're hopeful that at least one of those will turn into a fully-fledged book in due course.
And who is eligible to enter the Bracken Bauer Prize?
Only writers who are under 35 on November the 17th, 2015, which is the day the prize gets awarded, can enter. You can be a published author, previously published, but the proposal's got to be original and the proposal can't have been submitted to a publisher before.
And is there a particular topic that potential entrants should tackle?
Well, as last year, it is a proposal about a book about some aspect of the challenges and opportunities of growth, but that's designed to give as wider leeway as possible to write about any of the exciting opportunities and challenges out there, from growth markets to growth technologies to growth in any aspect.
And are the judges looking for anything specific from the entries this year?
Well, they're hoping for it to be a forward-looking proposal. The FT and McKinsey also run the Business Book of the Year Award, and like that, the proposed book for the Bracken Bauer Prize should provide a compelling and enjoyable insight into future trends in business, economics, finance or management. And obviously, they're hoping for some demonstration of knowledge, creativity, originality and style. Something that breaks new ground is what we'd really like to see.
And who are the judging panel for this year?
Three of them are the same as last year. Jorma Ollila, who's the former chairman of Shell and Nokia, Linda Grattan of London Business School, and Vindi Banger of Clayton, Dubilier & Rice. And the new one is New York-based publisher Stephen Rubin from Henry Holt.
And for anyone interested in entering, how should their proposal be presented?
Well, we're looking for something that's no longer than 5,000 words. It's sort of an essay or an article that conveys the argument and the scope and the style of the book. It's got to include a description of how the finished work should be structured, so demonstrating that it could actually be turned into a book and isn't just an article. That could be chapter headings or bullet point descriptions of each chapter. And it should also include a biography that emphasises your qualifications for writing a book on the topic you've chosen.
And the closing date for entries?
The closing date is 5 o'clock British Summer Time on September the 30th, 2015. And we're also encouraging people this year to register their interest at ft.com/Bracken Bauer, where you can enter your email address and be kept up to date with the competition.
Will the winning entry be published?
Well, the best proposals will appear on ft.com, and literary agents and publishers are allowed to go after those proposals, or indeed other proposals, as soon as that's happened. The finalists get invited to the dinner that takes place on November the 17th this year in New York. We expect there to be a big audience there of publishers, agents and others. So there's all manner of opportunities to make a sort of direct pitch to that audience in the case of those who are in the final.
So just a reminder that more information about the Brackenbauer Prize can be found at ft.com/Brackenbauer. Andrew Hill, thank you very much.